Queen Elizabeth II playing fields. In the 1880s, William Stanton of Chalford regularly travelled along the canal while working on his father's boat. Their usual trip took them up the River Severn to the Midlands to collect coal. On one trip to the Midlands, they were held up by a blockage that was expected to take 2 weeks to clear. They couldn't stay there that long, so William's father said they would have to walk home. They started off at 7 a.m. and didn't stop. When they got to Birdlip, William was crying as his feet were bleeding. William was in such a bad way that by Bisley, his father suggested that he stay at the police station and walk home when he felt better. But William kept going, and when he arrived in Chalford, it was 6:30 a.m. and they had walked the whole way.
Don't tell Father I'm here. He'd not be happy seeing me not working. But my feet are shot, as you can see. We travelled up, towing the boat from Chalford up the Severn to the Midlands, meant to collect coal and deliver it back to you lot in Stroud. 15 to 20 day round trip. I fell into the gap between two boats and found myself trapped underwater. With my hands above my head, desperately worked my way to the stern. I was nearly a goner. All my bad past and my good past flashed through my head. I never told Father how he had nearly lost his son forever. I cannot swim, and I don't know if I've tried much to learn. All the beef, ham, pork and sausages Father packs don't make up for the grief I've gone through. Right back on the move, because Father was paid for the trip. Sooner he got home, sooner he gets paid. Sometimes we works at night. At night, showing the path of two donkeys, if you can believe it. We finally get up there, but a steep cutting subsides into the canal. 2 weeks expected to clear it. My father says, William, you have to come back home, but you will have to walk. He would not think of paying the train fare, of course. So he starts off at 7 a.m, walking every step of the way back to Chalford, where we arrive at 6:30 the next morning. At Birdlip, I'm crying. My feet are bleeding and my father's not so mamby-pamby. When I reached home, I could hardly shuffle. During a very severe winter, our boat got frozen in the shallow lock at Whitminster, and we were there for 14 weeks without moving an inch. Wouldn't mind that so much now. That father coming? Don't tell him you've seen me, agreed? Just going to hobble over here. He'll know I'm here if he sees you. Go on, keep moving.